Under the Senate version, the Senate dives into privatizing services like foster care, adoption, and case management. But under the House version, the state would dip its toes into privatization. It would start with a pilot program and a handful of districts sort of testing the waters to see how deep Georgia should go with privatizing child welfare. The question is, should the state dive in or test the waters?
We're at a stalemate, and I think by Tuesday when we return to the Capitol, I think there may be some solution.
That's Democratic Representative Mary Margaret Oliver. She sits on the committee that approved the House bill, but as of last week, neither chamber seemed to back down from its version. Oliver says Republican Representative Wendell Willard, who chairs the House committee that passed the House version, is right to put forward a pilot program. She also threw her support behind Governor Nathan Deal's plan for a Child Welfare Reform Council, which was announced last week.
Privatization is not the sole solution. And I think that if we proceed with some pilot projects of privatization, while we are looking at the systemic changes Governor Deal is asking us to do in his council, that we'll be better off.
Republican Renee Unterman is the bill's sponsor in the Senate and original author. In a Senate committee meeting Wednesday, she said the House version stripped the Senate version of, quote, most of its good parts. Thursday, she spoke with WABE.
The Senate has spoken very loudly that they want changes, and those bills have gone over to the House, and we'll see how it comes out in conference committee.
Unterman has attached her original version to two bills that have passed the House that potentially forces the House to take an up or down vote on legislation they've already approved. Oliver says Unterman is holding up a lot of House bills to get what she wants.
Senator Unterman has stopped all my bills and the child welfare system and many other House bills based on her adamant support for her version of privatization.
The legislative session is set to end Thursday. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.